An Evidential Faith, a compilation. Many people today assume that a Christian's faith in God is what might be defined as blind faith. This is the idea that belief is based on, well, just belief. In other words, there is no evidence or logical reason to believe something, it's just faith. In other words, faith is simply a subjective feeling or emotional response to the idea that God exists. The idea that faith is blind is found throughout our culture. For example, in the film Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, Indiana, played by Harrison Ford, must retrieve the Holy Grail of Christ to save the life of his father, Sean Connery. He makes it through a long corridor of deadly obstacles, only to find himself standing on the edge of a deep chasm. He hesitates, but finally takes a step of faith and finds, to his surprise, he is actually walking on a camouflaged footbridge. This scene illustrates the popular notion that faith means believing something that you can't see. It was only after Indy blindly stepped out that he felt and saw a solid bridge leading across the chasm. What does the Bible mean by faith? The main verse in the Bible defining faith is found in Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. What is meant by the word faith? The original Greek word means firm persuasion, or a conviction based upon hearing. This carries the meaning of forensic evidence, which is the kind of evidence used in a court of law. Far from being an irrational belief, faith in this sense is the height of reasonableness, the result of weighing the evidence and reaching a logical conclusion in light of the facts. The Apostle Paul used the idea of forensic evidence in his speech in Athens. In Acts 17:31, Paul was speaking to the pagan leaders of this major Greek city. He said, "For he, God, has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man, Jesus, he has appointed. He has given proof of this to all men by raising him from the dead." Emphasis mine. The proof Paul referred to was the kind of testimony or facts presented during a court trial. He is saying that the evidence for Jesus rising from the dead is the same sort of evidence used to convince the jury of the guilt or innocence of the defendant. The second word to look at in more detail is substance. This word refers to something that is set under something else as a support. This means there is something substantial that supports one's faith. It's not a step in the dark. It's a step into the light. What we find when we examine a biblical definition of the word faith is totally different from what many people assume. It turns out not to be blind belief, but a personal conviction based on solid evidence. From Summit Ministries. God's Pursuit of Humankind. We know God exists because He pursues us. He is constantly initiating and seeking for us to come to Him. I was an atheist at one time, and like many atheists, the issue of people believing in God bothered me greatly. What is it about atheists that we should spend so much time, attention, and energy refuting something that we don't believe even exists? What causes us to do that? When I was an atheist, I attributed my intentions as caring for those poor, delusional people to help them realize their hope was completely ill-founded. To be honest, I also had another motive. As I challenged those who believed in God, I was deeply curious to see if they could convince me otherwise. Part of my quest was to become free from the question of God. If I could conclusively prove to believers that they were wrong, then the issue is off the table. I would be free to go about my life. I didn't realize that the reason the topic of God weighed so heavily on my mind was because God was pressing the issue. I have come to find out that God wants to be known. He created us with the intention that we should know Him. He has surrounded us with evidence of Himself. He keeps the question of His existence squarely before us. It was as if I couldn't escape thinking about the possibility of God. In fact, the day I chose to acknowledge God's existence, my prayer began with, "Okay, you win." It might be that the underlying reason atheists are bothered by people believing in God is because God is actively pursuing them. I am not the only one who has experienced this. Malcolm Muggeridge, socialist and philosophical author, wrote, "I had a notion that somehow, besides questing, I was being pursued." C.S. Lewis said he remembered, "Night after night, feeling, whenever my mind lifted even for a second from my work, the steady, unrelenting approach of Him whom I had so earnestly desired not to meet. I gave in and admitted that God was God, and knelt and prayed. Perhaps that night, the most dejected and reluctant convert in all of England." Lewis went on to write a book entitled Surprised by Joy as a Result of Knowing God. I, too, had no expectations other than rightfully admitting God's existence. Yet over the following several months, I became amazed by His love for me. God does not force us to believe in Him, though He could. Instead, He has provided sufficient proof of His existence for us to willingly respond to Him. The Earth's perfect distance from the sun, the unique chemical properties of water, the human brain, DNA, the number of people who attest to knowing God, the knowing in our hearts and minds to determine if God is there, the willingness for God to be known through Jesus Christ. Marilyn Adamson. You are the proof. Our faith is not built on supernatural, miraculous manifestations of the spirit world. One of the proofs you can see today is the proof you see in the faces of the witnesses. As a witness, you become the living Word of God. We're all little Jesuses, in a way, because we all have the Spirit of Christ. We all have Jesus in our hearts. We manifest the love of Christ, so we're all supposed to be like Him. "You are Christ's," He says. "You belong to Him. Your body is His, your mind, your heart, your life. You are His living Word now. Just as Jesus was the Word of God when He was on earth, you carry the Word of God and the Word of salvation. As Dwight L. Moody said, "The only Bible the world reads is bound in shoe leather." People often say, "I see a light on your face. I see something in you that I've never seen before." That's a little confirmation God gives. Someone has said, "You can't prove God exists. You can't put God in a test tube and prove to me that God is." I want to tell you that He's put Himself in you, and you are living, visible proof that there is a God, just like His creation. Your very bodies are the proof that there is a God. Your love, the light in your eyes and on your faces, and the wonderful spirit that people see in you proves not only that there's a God, but that God loves them. Your living proof. Every one of you is the living proof of salvation. You're all proof not only that there's a God, which the whole world can see by His creation, but that Jesus saves. They can look at you and see the living proof. David Brandt Berg. You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.